I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1909. That was the day that a committee of the Industrial Workers of the World in Spokane, Washington, published the first edition of the Little Red Songbook. The collection were songs to fan the flames of discontent. Perhaps more than any other labor organization in the United States, members of the IWW understood the power of art to tell the workers' stories. IWW members created music, visual art, and writing to draw people to the cause of labor and to build solidarity among workers. Richard Brazier was an IWW musician who served on the Spokane committee that compiled the collection. He explained, "What first attracted me to the IWW was its songs and the gusto with which its members sang them. Such singing, I thought, was good propaganda, since it had originally attracted me, and many others as well, and also useful, since it held the crowd for wobbly speakers who followed." The original Little Red Songbook included songs such as Solidarity Forever and the French song The Internationale. 30 editions of the pocket-sized book were published between 1909 and 1995. They have included labor songs from musicians such as Joe Hill, Ralph Chaplin, and T-Bone Slim. John Reed, a former IWW journalist, reflected on the organization's powerful connection to music. He wrote, "Remember, this is the only American working class movement which sings. Tremble then at the IWW, for a singing movement is not to be beaten." Do you have a favorite labor song?
Solidarity forever.
Labor History in 2 brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show.
Solidarity forever.